The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham, and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. What does a heart look like that is faithful like Mary's? That's our new mission statement here at St. Mary's, is to be faithful like her. But what does that look like? Well, in this famous gospel here today, now this gospel, anyone that prays the Liturgy of the Hours, the official church prayer, which as priests, we make a promise to the pain of mortal sin to pray the Liturgy of the Hours 5 times a day. Deacons do the same thing, monks and nuns and religious. We all know this canticle well because we pray it every evening. It's part of our evening prayer. It's called the Canticle of Mary. In fact, any priest, nun, sister, religious, we all memorize this line. We can say it from memory. Because again, we pray it every single day. And so the question always becomes, why does the church, in her wisdom, tell her faithful sons and daughters, pray this prayer every evening? Because here is Mary's response to the incarnation. Notice the heart of Mary, what it's infused with. And the church is saying, study this prayer, meditate upon it, chew it, ponder it, reflect. Allow your life to permeate with this explosion of the heart of Mary. This reveals the Blessed Mother's deepest heart. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for his look would on his lowly servant. And then now Mary, beautifully, she recounts the entire history of Israel because she knows her Bible well. All generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is the name. He has shown the strength of his arm, cast down the mighty from their thrones, filled the hungry with good things. Again, she's recounting the entire saga. And then at the very end, in the midst of sorrow and pain, in the darkness of life, Mary knows he will come, the help of his servant Israel. Because he has remembered the promise of mercy that he made to our fathers. And she stretches all the way back to Abraham and his children forever. To see the example of Mary, faithful to the very end. My friends, this is the heart of a soul that is faithful like her.